Russian President Vladimir Putin has been accused of corruption by a number of organizations and analysts. One of them, the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, has named Mr. Putin its 2014 Person of the Year. OCCRP editor Drew Sullivan says Putin, in his words, has been a real innovator at working with organized crime. He has created a military-industrial-political criminal complex that furthers Russia's and Putin's personal interests. I think Putin, he says, sees those interests as one and the same. The OCCRP alleges that the Russian president set up a system to ensure productive interconnections with criminal elements. Putin, the group says, began arresting most major organized crime figures in Russia several years ago, but then quietly released them. That was the start of Russia's state policy of working with organized crime. OCCRP says it believes Putin agreed to tolerate criminality in exchange for criminal support in advancing what he defined as Russian interests. The anti-corruption group, which has offices in Europe, Central Asia, and Latin America, based its choice on the opinions of more than 125 OCCRP-affiliated investigative reporters and 20 reporting agencies. OCCRP says the Russian president advances his agenda with the help of others like him. Executive Director Paul Radu wrote in the award announcement that Vladimir Putin and his Siloviki, which is defined as an unofficial term for a group of high-ranked politicians who used to be members of the military or the security services, have fused a Cold War mentality with modern organized crime strategies and technologies to create a new level of transnational organized crime. Russia analyst Donald Jensen of Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies says Russian leaders can act with a degree of impunity because, as he says, rulers from czars through modern times have largely acted as though they owned the entire country, including Russia's people, land, and resources. Jensen says the distinction between political power and property, clearly divided in the West by the rule of law, in Russia is thus unclear. Property rights, he says, are weakly protected. President Putin's official public position is that corruption must be suppressed. In November 2014, Mr. Putin submitted a draft law to the State Duma, its parliament, to adjust penalties for even minor corruption-related offenses. But interestingly, the proposal called for lowering, not raising, fines for those convicted. While accusations of corruption in Vladimir Putin's administration continue to mount, state media is portraying the opposite. An ETAR-TASS poll released on January 16 said, for the first time over the 5 years surveyed, the number of Russian citizens who consider corruption rates high has decreased considerably. Over the past 2 years, the report claimed, the number of those who think the corruption rates are declining has increased from 6% to 12%, while the number of people who think otherwise has dropped from 43% to 22%. The Voice of America contacted the embassy of the Russian Federation in Washington in writing, asking for its response to the OCCRP's assertion. No response was offered. Covering corruption, Jeffrey Young, VOA News.